This is Dr. Mike Royce, and you're listening to podcast number 810 of You, the Owner's Manual radio show and podcast. We're podcast form now. Today we'll talk about the news of the week. What's in your herbal pills? The New York Attorney General did something that's going to make them better. When? I'll tell you in a few seconds. We're also going to talk about the birth of a baby with three parents. Why this is important to you if you're concerned about your energy level as you age. There's also that horrible morning sickness. You probably may have experienced it, or someone you know. It's actually a good sign for your baby. We'll talk about why. And do you have kidney stones? Well, the answer may be a roller coaster ride. What seat to ride in that gets 66% success rate at getting the stones out as opposed to a 16%? We'll tell you what seat to ride in specifically. And we're going to also talk about at the 15 or so minute mark, we have a great guest. That is Sarah Gray, author of A Life Everlasting, The Extraordinary Story of One Boy's Gift to Medical Science. Yeah, we're going to talk about organ donation, but this is from a neonate, and we're talking with the mom. So we're going to talk all about those. By the way, podcasts in the past, podcast 808, had stories about your thyroid. We've had a lot of questions about that. Is it, for example, we've had a genetic disease, can it run in families? And the answer is predispositions can run in families. Exposure to toxins, which bring out thyroid disease, can run in families, but it isn't a genetic disease that is familiar as far as we know. Dr. Amy Myers will talk to us about your thyroid. She has the best book on the thyroid disease, Your Thyroid, if you will, The Thyroid Connection, why you feel tired, brain fogged, and overweight, and how to get your life back. This is for the 27 million people. Podcast 809 was The Power of When. Discover your chronotrope in the best time to eat lunch, to ask for a raise, have sex, write a novel, take your meds, by Dr. Michael Bruce was our guest then. Podcast 810, which this is with Sarah Gray again. A Life Everlasting, podcast 811. That's right, you'll have to tune in next week to get that. But that's with George Lynn and Cynthia Johnson, Breaking the Trance, a practical guide for parenting the screen-dependent child. That is, how to break screen dependencies in children. But let's get right to the first story. What's in your herbal pill? Well, the New York Attorney General found that a whole bunch of herbal makers, Nature's Bounty, Sundown Naturals, Solgar, were producing pills that didn't have on the label even the plant, let alone the quantity of the plant inside. So they struck, the Attorney General did, an agreement with those firms and others to do DNA typing. That's right, you're saying DNA typing of the plant. How do they do it? Well, believe it or not, you can take a picture now. You know, it's the augmented reality, like Pokemon. You take a picture and you can figure out the DNA, that's right, the actual DNA, and make sure it's the right plant. Well, it's a little technical and a little expensive now, but it's going to be real cheap pretty soon on our own phones. But for now, they do DNA barcoding. That is, what's on the label is DNA barcoded, and it has to match the ingredients inside by DNA coding, and they've agreed with the New York Attorney General to do that. When will it be? Believe it or not, they said as soon as they can, but we don't have a actual date. They said they will have it done sometime in this year, so we'll get that this year. What's the story about the birth of a baby with three parents' DNA? Well, you should know that we gather the DNA of our two parents, right? Our mom and our dad, and they combine with their chromosomes and genes. How many genes do you have? You have about 26,000, except you have another 37 in a key place. What do I mean by that? Well, in your nucleus, you have the genes that give the blueprint for who you are, you know, whether you're blue-eyed or brown-eyed, what color your hair is, the skin texture, all of that is in there. And you do control some of your genes, turning them on or off, a large part of them. But the third set of DNA that all of us had is in a little organelle, that is a little bacteria thing that's in the rest of your cell, not the nucleus, what we call the cytoplasm, called your mitochondria. Why are they called mitochondria? They're called mitochondria. I may be too alive today, too energetic today. I've got to be careful. But why are they called mitochondria? Because they provide your energy. They're like your batteries, but they convert. They're more than your batteries. They're a generator and batteries together because they convert the sugar that you eat and get inside your cell or other things through an energy chain, through a it's called energy transfer chain, into ATP, which then goes back out to the out of the organelle into the cytoplasm, and you get energy that way. And if you don't have mitochondria, or if your mitochondria decay, you feel tired and lack of energy. Well, this woman and man, oh, by the way, the mitochondria DNA always comes from your mom. So this woman had two kids who didn't live very long, essentially were stillborn, because their mitochondria, her mitochondria that she was giving to them, that is the mitochondria in her eggs, was defective. So they couldn't live. So what happened? In culture, she and her husband, the egg and the sperm were matched, but instead of her mitochondria, they took those out and put in another person, another woman's mitochondria, which then, the mitochondria from the third person's eggs, and a child, then they put the whole thing back in her, and they had a child. And the child is normal, 5 years or whatever it is, gone through this. And why is this important, other than the great scientific achievement of three, if you will, making this baby that successfully lived? Well, the reason it's important is as we get old, it is our mitochondria that decay, that take away our energy, we think. It is from eating big meals and causing reactive oxygen species. That is, too much glucose presented to the mitochondria produces too many reactive oxygen species. You can't buffer them. You don't have enough antioxidants or in the cell. It's the in the mitochondria antioxidants. There are only three, if you will. What are they? They are catalase, SOD, and glutathione. And you need those in your mitochondria and in your cytoplasm to buffer the free radicals produced when you take glucose and produce ATP. If you don't have enough, you get decay, and especially if you eat big meals or something else happens to your mitochondria. Well, the good news is maybe all of us will be able to have more energy as we get older. That's the key of this story. Maybe we'll be able to get this for us. Okay, two other articles are really important this month. That horrible morning sickness you're having, well, it may be a good sign for the baby. That's right. What happens? Well, in this study at from Albany Medical College, the idea they had, but in fact it was 90% of moms. They looked at 800 moms, and 90% of them experienced some degree of nausea and vomiting. And scientists long speculated, from an evolutionary standpoint, the function of all that unpleasantness might be to limit the amount of food or the types of food and the variety of food a mom eats. And that's exactly what they had. They found that the toxins and bad food was essentially caused the nausea and some vomiting. That was what morning sickness was, and it was to avoid potentially harmful food. Now, what about the other story that's so interesting to me? This is, if you're one of the 300,000 Americans in any year who has a kidney stone, I had a kidney stone, and it is excruciating pain passing one of those little devils. Well, it turns out that people who ride roller coasters say they pass kidney stones while they do it. So they modeled the kidney and took these model kidneys on roller coasters and the model, if you will, urethra, the full system of humans. And what did they find? That if you're sitting in the back seat, that's where is most G's are felt, apparently, most thrills for the young kids. If you're in the back seat, that 64% of the kidney stones were passed in these from these model kidneys out. If you're front seat, you don't get as much, 16.6%. So sit in the back seat. But in fact, my own feeling is I'm too scared for the back seat. So if I have another problem, I'm going to sit in the front seat. If it doesn't pass in the front seat with a couple rides, then I'll move to the back seat. But this is a great medical treatment that avoids a lot of pain and a lot of problems for you. Well, our guest today is going to be Sarah Gray. She's written a wonderful book. It is on, guess what it's on? It is on how, if you will, to greatly spread a bad problem and turn it into a great event. That is right. So Sarah Gray, this is podcast 810, and the story is about a donation, a neonatal donation, and how it turned. So when we come back, we'll be with Sarah Gray and the author of this wonderful book on a donation, the donation and what it does to other people. I'm not going to tell you all the things it did, but it did much more than one could think. In podcast 811, just to tell you what's coming up, George Lynn and Cynthia Johnson are authors of Breaking the Trance, a practical guide for parenting the screen-dependent child, how to break screen dependency and do it with joy. And by the way, I have a little screen dependency playing a game called Double Decision, because Double Decision, you do 10 hours of it in your first year, 4 hours of it, 2 hours a week, that is, in month 11, 2 hours a week for 2 weeks in month 35, just 18 hours of practice decreased dementia by 48% over a 10-year period, decreased, if you will, also injury auto accidents by 48% over that 10-year period. If you play double Decision, it's at Brain HQ. And when the ShareCare app is launched, probably in a year, it will, or sooner, probably in January of 17. So if you're listening to this as a replay, this is 810, and if you're listening to this as a replay after January or February of 2017, it'll probably be, or something like it will probably be, on the ShareCare app. You'll be able to practice it inexpensively. For those of you who think life is too short and want to start practicing it now like I do, you can go to Brain HQ, sign up for the game, there is a charge, and play Double Decision, and by January you'll almost have it mastered, and you'll have done that first 10 hours of practice towards your 18 hours of practice in decreasing all cause of dementia. We'll be right back with Sarah Gray.